producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
School of the Airwaves, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, I'm on the Good Day program.
The cowbell gets broken out with 10 my, seconds into the
break. There it is.
It's going to be a party.
My friend Rich McFadden is here on the Good Day program with Kara Schillen, and we are here at your service and on your side. We are perplexed. We are. Well, there's a couple of things to be perplexed about as we start this hour of the Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 18th of February, by the way. How VP do we gotta get? The news and Twitter, social media full of the fact that Paul McCartney was turned away from a rapper's after the
after the after party at the Grammys?
The Grammys was the other night. He went over to this guy, Tyga. Is that how you pronounce his name? Jennifer.
I guess it's as good as mine.
T-Y-G-A. And they wouldn't let him in. He wasn't black. So they wouldn't let him in. At least that's the rumor.
That's funny.
I mean, how well known do you have to be to get into a VIP party? Good question.
I'm telling you, whoever was working the door had no clue who he was.
Who he was? No.
You may find that impossible.
Kanye West wasn't there to identify
right.
him and help him through the door. That's it. And you're right about that, Richie. There's a whole class of people. Where's Kara? Kara would probably, when she saw him, she'd recognize him, right? Wouldn't she? She's 24 years
Kara,
old.
Kara would recognize Paul McCartney if you saw him walking down the street?
Uh-oh. What, she said
yes.
No?
Yes.
Oh, she said yes.
She looked at me like, are you kidding?
Huh?
Of course
are you kidding?
I would.
Well, anyway. Speaking of racism, Hillary Clinton says that racism is behind the Republicans' efforts to stop the nomination of another Supreme Court justice. That's the story behind the story. Meanwhile, the president has reminded Republicans that he is entitled to nominate a new justice, and whoever it will be indisputably qualified. Indisputably qualified. So does that mean that, well, all right, there are a lot of conspiratorial stories floating around.
Oh, and they're so much fun.
The death of Scalia now may have been a murder. It may be that the Democrats murdered him.
No, not the Democrats. Obama.
Obama murdered
Scalia. Right. Yeah. So that when he's no longer POTUS, he can become SCOTUS.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So from POTUS to SCOTUS.
He's already got the deal worked out with President Hillary.
Right. So Ted Cruz says the next president should be able to fill this seat, not the current president. A lot of hoopla about this back and forth. It's rather amusing, I find, that this goes back and forth. Well, the amusement is the serious amusement about whether it was a conspiracy, whether he was killed. I mean, think about it for a minute. He was found lying in his bed with his hands on his chest like he'd been in repose and he was ready to be put into a coffin. How often do people die like that?
Or like he just had a heart attack and grabbed his chest.
Well, that may have been it. But he was invited to this thing, and I haven't heard an explanation as to why he actually went, because he didn't know anybody there. He just got invited out of the blue to go quail hunting. So he said, okay, I'll come. And he showed up. Next thing you know, he's dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you buying into any of the stuff I know?
I might be. I might be buying into a little bit. I'll tell you, Meredith was all over it yesterday, and she's talking to some of her friends, and there are lots of people who think that there's something to this. It's the same thing, the Zika virus, and whether or not the Monsanto people are responsible for it, not the mosquitoes But if you haven't heard this story, Monsanto has a relationship with a company that was responsible for filling the reservoirs in Brazil with some kind of toxic material to get rid of the mosquitoes. And so now all of a sudden, Monsanto is behind it.
It's called pyroproxifen.
Yeah, good for you.
And they put it in the water supply to fight the mosquitoes.
Get rid of the mosquitoes. Yeah.
And a group of doctors in Brazil are saying that this is the actual cause of microcephalin,
right,
not the Zika virus.
And
what I've been looking for, and now there's another article that came out last night, because this article is taking
all over the place.
Yeah, everybody's talking
everywhere.
About it. And Brazil is saying, no. We have looked into the blood supply of babies who have died at birth from microcephalin, and we found the Zika virus in their blood supply. This is not true. So
you're going to believe somebody from Brazil or somebody from Argentina?
So
which
all this
is
stuff
it?
Broke yesterday. So what I've been trying to find is a chart of cases of microcephalin, you know, the babies born with smaller
head. Yeah.
And by country, I want to see how many cases of microcephalin have appeared in Colombia, in Nicaragua, in Ecuador, and in the Caribbean, and compare that to Brazil, where it's by far, I mean, 4,000 cases of it, 5,000 cases of it. How many are in Colombia? Any? Five? Ten?
Are there? How many?
So that would tell you whether it's the water or whether it's the Zika.
Yeah, so?
The Zika. I haven't found the chart yet. I'm still looking. Investigation continues.
All right, here's Dr. James Dick from the Mayo Clinic, who says that there may be a connection, after all, between Zika and the disorder that concerns you. You've seen pictures now galore of these babies with little heads. They're all over the place. It's really disgusting to have so much of this around. I suppose it makes the point. Anyway, to the truth zone, let's listen to Dr. Dick.
This is a rare disease, but with this new virus out there, we may be seeing more, and I think it's important for people and for healthcare providers to be aware of that. The treatment, I don't think, is any different in Zika virus than in other forms of Guillain-Barré syndrome. It should be the same treatment. The approach is the same. We just want to be aware that we might be seeing more of it. So Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rapidly progressive neuropathy. So it starts with numbness and weakness, often in the feet, as you say, often ascending up the legs, then going into the arms and ascending through the body. It can come on fairly rapidly, and it can be very severe. So in the severest cases, people can be paralyzed, and they can be on breathing machines, on ventilators. So it can be a very scary disease. It is an inflammatory neuropathy. Your immune system starts attacking nerves, and it often happens in a post-viral situation. And so you get an infection, and a couple of weeks after that infection, your immune system, for whatever reason, starts attacking nerves. Now, one theory about why that happens is a concept of molecular mimicry, that there is something in the virus that looks like your nerves, and so your immune system thinks it's clearing away a viral infection, and instead of doing that, attacks the nerves through this molecular mimicry, and that causes the nerves not to work. So nerves do things like feeling, and they do your strength, and so you lose feeling because they don't work well, and you lose strength and get weak because those nerves don't work
well.
All right, so that's Dr. James Dick.
Stop that.
Molecular mimicry.
Just what we need is a mosquito-borne disease that will make us have small heads and feet fall asleep.
There you go. My feet already fall asleep. That's because of things going on in my back. Anyway, in a moment, the continuation of this concern about what happens when Apple gets into the work phone of Mr. Farouk, the killer in San Bernardino. Lots of hoopla about that. We'll get to it next year, and good day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Break it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden and I looking into what Apple has actually been told to do by the judge. Apple has been uncooperative, so says the judge. They are asked to hack into this guy, Farouk Balunga, or whatever his name is, that killed those 14 people in 18 minutes in San Bernardino. So the FBI wants to get in to continue their investigation, and Apple said, no, we're not going to do that. It's really against all of our principles. So the FBI took him to court, and yesterday the judge says, you got to do what the FBI wants you to do. So what do we have to worry about? I don't have any app. Well, that's not true. I have an Apple iPad. I got, and if they open up Apple iPhone, they can open up a Samsung smartphone.
It's a little bit different, the encryption on it, but it,
no, but I mean, it isn't. They're not worried about the encryption. That's not the issue. The issue is privacy and whether Apple should open this. This is a real can of worms.
But even Apple doesn't have the immediate fix for this. We don't know
how to do it, you mean?
We don't know how to unencrypt this person's phone, and we do that on purpose. So that code is not out there. So if you force us to create the code and then give it to you, we can't secure anybody's phone. It's all open.
The government is into. They can have access to everything.
They would have everything. Which
the conspiratorialists say is. I mean, this is one of 13 different conspiratorial theories floating around at the moment in popular circles. The government listens to everything. Barack Obama is sitting at home right now listening to you on the phone talk to whoever it is that you're talking to. Ooh.
Well, I mean, not only the government, but just hackers, the Nigerian,
Russians, Chinese, North Koreans, all the bad guys.
So, I mean, what do we want to do? Do we want to solve and find out who these people were talking to? Is that more important, or is the privacy of everybody's Apple iPhone more important?
What say you? Email to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com, 888-302-3684. Keep that number handy also for a My Three Songs contest. Or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, where most of the conversation today is about Zika, Kanye West, and Tom Cruise. Did he or didn't he have a face job? 21 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room. Three, I'm gonna feel lonely. Three.
Oh, ho, yo, we go, 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 go. 888-302-3684. We're playing the My Three Songs contest. People, I just got to know what's going on with you today. I feel good today. What's wrong with that? I normally feel pretty good. I just decided I'd take a different approach. All right, so let's get to the Three Songs contest.
Okay.
This is connected to something we were just talking about a few minutes ago. So if you were paying close attention, you should be in fine shape. 888-302-3684. What connects these songs? First one. Oh, my God. Look at this, Richie. It's Kanye West.
I hear you say hello, my only one.
This song is a big hit from last year. He says the song is a tribute to his daughter, and Kim Kardashian says this is her favorite song. Isn't that sweet? Meanwhile, at the website...
I like this song. It's a good song.
Not a bad song. At loser.com today, Richie.
Yeah.
Kanye's Wikipedia page is the focus. Kanye was on this site last year after jumping onto stage while Beck was accepting his award for Best Album of the Year. He went into his usual tirade. He claimed people were using his $53 million debt against him. And you may remember yesterday we were talking about Kanye West asking Mark Zuckerberg for $53 million so he can pay off his debt.
There's I saw an article yesterday run through Facebook that somebody started a GoFundMe page, a fan.
Oh, yeah, right.
To help raise the $53 million to get Kanye out of debt. And as of when I read the article last night, so he raised $25.
$25!
You go, guys.
All right. $888-302-3666. Yeah, not me. Okay, so the first song in the triple play here is Only One by Kanye West. Next one, Elvis Costello playing Veronica.
Great song.
This is a good song. Veronica. Top 20 hit from 1989 was Costello's highest charting hit in the U.S. And one of the reasons that it earned him an MTV Video Music Award was because of who was on the song with him. I might ask the question about the song from Kanye West as well, right?
Might.
A little hint. I might do that. 888-302-3684. Okay. Third song is Eric Clapton.
You took a part that once was my heart. So why not?
This is a great start. Alright, so what's the scoop here? What connects these three songs? The Kanye West song, Elvis Costello, after all, without...
What connects all three of these songs?
Who connects all three of these songs? Who is the connection in these three songs?
Yes.
By the way, this song, All of Me, came from his album Old Stock from 2013. A lot of covers here, some of his favorite songs. The idea came from his pal David Bowie to do this. Bowie did not appear in the album. However, he was joined by many other artists, including Stevie Winwood, Chaka Khan, J.J. Cale, and maybe somebody else we all know.
How can I?
All right, so let's get at this. 888-302-3684. Let's see how smart James is, who's in Jonesboro. Hey, James, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm glad you asked. I'm doing very well. Thanks very much. I found this to be kind of fun. What's the connection between all these songs?
Would it be Paul McCartney?
It would be Paul McCartney. They all feature. Kanye West song had Paul McCartney playing on it. Elvis Costello had McCartney on it. And Eric Clapton as well. Good job, sir. You get the prize. The book Life is Good when you do the work.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, so many dogs miss out on the opportunity for going for rides in the car because they get anxious in the car or they might even get motion sickness. But think about dogs in cars in general. For the most part, the only time dogs see the car is perhaps when they're going to the veterinarian or they're going to be brought to a kennel or a boarding facility. Make sure that your dog associates the car with only positive things. That could be the vet's office. Just take him there, give him a treat, play in the vet's parking lot with him. Also, make sure that you spend time in the car just sitting there with your dog. Remember, from a dog's point of view, it's confusing. He's sitting still, yet things are moving all around him, which often can confuse him and cause motion sickness. So spend plenty of time socializing your dog in the car, just sitting in the driveway, but make sure you take him to places that are friendly. Take him to a park, take him to a beach, take him to a friend's house, take him to grandma's house for a few minutes so that his association with getting in the car is positive, not just remembering from the last time he had a shot. I'll more next time.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones... we'll get it done.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Or whatever that stuff is. What is it? It's in there. We'll find out in a moment. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. My friend Mitch McFadden is here. My friend Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few moments to give us an update on the Zika situation. Did they or didn't they? Do they or don't they? Have they or haven't they? Will they or won't they?
Maybe.
Maybe or maybe not. That is the question. Okay, so the latest... If nobody else is an authority on Kanye West, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am.
You are.
The authority on Kanye West. And so, as we continue to follow this exciting story...
Because he's such an interesting person.
He's a fabulous guy.
Love him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, among his most outrageous moments is the latest... this is a Twitter campaign aimed at getting somebody from Facebook to give him money, which is well thought out, as you can imagine. Let's start a campaign to get Mark Zuckerberg to give me money by going to Twitter to ask him. So anyway, Pizza Hut has decided to respond to Kanye West's Twitter plea as well. There's a bit of a mock here, though, I think, Richie.
Oh, they're having some fun.
In case you missed it, West went on Twitter... claiming he's $53 million in the hole. And he asked Mark Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion into Kanye West's ideas. So then the pizza chain decided that they would recreate the Kanye West Life of Pablo album artwork to read the love of pizza. So you can see that all over the place at Kanye West. Love the new cover they wrote. Can't wait to hear the album. Hope Zuckerberg gives you the cash. Is the economy...
Are they following up with the tweet? And it says, stop telling everyone you need dough, D-O-U-G-H, and
right.
try kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G,
yeah. right. yep.
some dough.
Yeah.
We got your CV today. You start at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then
right.
they post a copy.
Give him a job.
They post a copy of his resume.
Right.
Skills, rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion design, spelled funny.
Yeah.
Keeping a straight face.
Uh-huh.
Being the greatest.
Yeah.
And album cover design. Experiences. Right. Rapping.
Uh-huh.
Fashion design.
See how they spell fashion?
Mm-hmm. Making the best shoes ever. Sit ups. Uh-huh. Baggy pants.
Uh-huh.
References. God. Taylor Swift.
Oh,
cross
out.
That one out.
Right. Yep.
Kanye, Kim, and Northwest.
Uh-huh. So he, by the way, admits to being rich on his own, but his business interests have lost him $53 million. He can still buy and sell, most of us, when it comes to buying outrageous things. So there's a little pop sugar there for you, boys and girls.
You know, the sad part is there's a nice guy in there somewhere.
Probably.
Where did they see him? When he was on American Idol last month.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretended to be a new contestant.
Yeah.
And he just kind of went with it and, you know, and did his audition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was really funny. He was laughing and smiling and affable. And you liked him.
Yeah.
And you want to see more of that because you got to know that there's somebody in there, real human being in there.
Yeah. I mean, people, it may be a shtick. This may be all. Look at, we're talking about this guy.
Yep.
We are talking about Kanye West.
All he has to do is demean Taylor Swift.
Right.
And boom, the whole
world everywhere.
Explodes and starts talking
everywhere.
About him. Who's this Paul McCartney guy? I made him famous.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, there are, speaking of being famous, story at DougStefan.com today on the Westminster Dog Show, won by a German short-haired pointer. Thousands of dogs competing yesterday and the day before. 140th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the best in show. Are you looking at a picture of this? We posted it at DougStefan.com, Richie. Best in show. This is a...
We have some audio from the best dog in the show. You ready?
Who's your what? Oh, yeah, please. Oh, really? Sounds just like Hillary Clinton. Huh. Amazing. Was she
that
in the
dog
show,
could be
too?
President of the United States.
Right. Could be. All right, so we got this German short-haired pointer, number one. Number two, reserve best in the show went to a Borzoi hound named Lucy, who came in from Japan. Anyway, you can get the story behind the story. The dog's name, by the way, is CJ, Blue Ribbon, for Best in Show. How many people watch this? This has become the...
It's big.
I bet you more people watched this thing last night than anything else on television. What do you bet?
I would say you're right. At least parts of it.
Yeah.
Everybody watches at least a few minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see what the dogs look like. Very good. And in the meantime, posting on Facebook, I'm going to take more and more. Meredith is very big into saving it, so am I, saving dogs. But she finds some very interesting posts, and I'm going to sort of repost them on my personal and the Good Day Show Facebook page, pictures of dogs who have been mistreated. As a matter of fact, what I saw there yesterday, some woman who has come on to Facebook looking for dogs anywhere, and she comes out. What she presents is, I'm going to rescue all the dogs and take care of them. In fact, what she's doing with the dogs is training them to fight and putting them into those fight circles.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll post that picture of that woman so that you would know not to give a dog to her.
There's a special place in Hades for a chick like that.
Sure as hell is. You're right about that. Thank you. So the situation here in California weather-wise, with all of those discussions of global warming... Global warming, is it true? Is it true? Well, there is rain headed. We had 89 degrees here yesterday. It was the same temperature as Florida. Now, Florida this time of year normally is in the 80s. It's humid, hot. It was a beautiful day in Florida yesterday. Those of you there know that. That was a beautiful day here in California. But it was warmer by 20 degrees from what the average is at this time of year. Usually high 60s, low 70s. Well, it was almost 90 here, even at the beach yesterday. Usually over the hill on the other side where Jennifer lives, it's always in the valley 10, 12, 14 degrees warmer than it is here. It's close to 100 degrees yesterday in the valley. So, oh, wait a minute. It's global warming again. It's not. Well, it may be. But so those of you can relax. Snow headed for the mountains of California. Do you know, yesterday I was listening to a discussion on a talk radio program of a big to-do here. This, I wish Jennifer were here to talk about this. There is an $8 billion set aside to build a high-speed rail train between San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, like we do have on the East Coast, the Acela that goes from Boston to New York to Philadelphia. To
love it.
Want to do the same thing.
It loses money every year.
Tons of dough. But instead of that, because the surveys suggest that politicians want it, but the public doesn't. 63% of those who were surveyed in the last couple of months say, no, we don't want to spend $8 billion on a fast train. We'd rather take that money and use it to build water tanks. Do you realize, and this is, again, God, government malfeasance. There is, we have
desalinization problems.
Well, that is some way of protecting the water supply, water tanks, water infrastructure, that kind of. No, the government would rather spend $8 billion on a damn train that really doesn't have, you know, people rather drive up the coast. I mean, I've taken the slow train. It's beautiful. But they need to spend $8 billion reworking the track, buying new equipment, that sort of thing, instead of spending the money to build facilities to keep the water that is now, this year, is a great supply of water coming down from the mountains because there's been a lot of precipitation and, frankly, there's been a lot of rain here. They got no place to keep the water. There's no water, but they have no, if they have water, where do they keep it? We don't know.
I don't understand you people.
You people.
Yeah, you people that own homes in California and live in California.
I know.
How do you allow this stuff?
Well, we don't. That's the government. It's another one of these things. They have to get 285,000 signatures. No, 585,000 signatures to get it on the ballot in November. And they're going to have to spend, they're raising, the public interest folks are raising $2 million to hire a company to go get signatures, so that they got to get 1 million signatures so they know they got 500,000 good ones to put it on the ballot so that the referendum question will be asked and people can vote for putting that money into the infrastructure to save water rather than building a train. But it shows you how arrogant public policymakers are and how they just don't pay attention. You got to wonder, follow the money, as my pals say, where who's going to benefit from the train. Obviously, more people on the inside are going to benefit from that. That's why they want to push it instead of building these water receptacles. It's incredible. All right, food for thought. Speaking of that, a couple of minutes from Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to update us on his read regarding Zika and whether it's Monsanto or what other bits and pieces of input we have here. So stand by for that next year on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series. One of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
46 after the hour here on Good Day. Let's welcome in Dr. Ron Hoffman, who practices medicine in New York and also on the radio. Has a great radio program you hear on many of these same stations every weekend. He also does his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, a publication every week, that's connected to his website and his podcasts, all kinds of articles, including one that focuses on a natural way to solve the problems that a lot of people have with dry skin in the wintertime. How big a problem is this, and how do you fix it, according to your newsletter, Ron?
Well, it is, because the average, here in New York, the average New York City apartment, the humidity is actually lower than the Sahara Desert in the middle of July.
Really?
Less than 5%. So skin gets really desiccated. You turn the heat up, and then it just sucks all the moisture out of the air. Mm-hmm. And then that, in turn, sucks the moisture out of your skin. And then, of course, there's the cold blasts of Arctic air, and that further desiccates your skin. So I offer some tips on how to deal with that. And, you know, there are a lot of creams and emollients you can apply to your skin, but I actually believe that people should get a lube job from within. They should be taking essential oils by mouth, and that ultimately can save your skin from damage. So I list some of the steps that people should take in an article.
All right, so check that out and sign up for the podcast. Very good medical information at Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Okay, so Monsanto is accused by some conspiratorialists of being behind the Zika virus. What say you, what think you about this and the latest information that seems to be prevalent on Zika?
Well, you know, every serious crisis deserves a good conspiracy theory, right? You need to bring in the black helicopter to explain things away. Right. Look, there is something going on here. There's an outbreak of microcephaly, which is small head. It's just a devastating neurological birth defect that is afflicting primarily women in South America. And as the seasons change and as temperatures increase in the northern hemisphere, we may see this move towards us. This is actually a big deal even here in New York, where we got each and every doctor in New York got an urgent email suggesting that if a woman is pregnant and has been in one of these countries, that we test her with a newly available test for Zika virus because it could put the baby at risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy theory is that, no, it's not about the Zika virus, which is a mosquito-borne virus. It's actually about a campaign to spray for mosquitoes by a company that's not even Monsanto. It's a subsidiary of Monsanto that is spraying a questionable chemical into the environment in parts of South America, and that is actually what's responsible for the birth defects, and that they're using this Zika outbreak as kind of a cover-up to masquerade away the fact that...
What's your gut tell you?
And my gut tells me that, these chemicals are harmful, but I really think there is something to it about the Zika virus.
There's something to the Zika virus from the mosquito.
Right. Here's another aspect of the conspiracy theory, which is that they're hyping the Zika outbreak in order to create yet another profitable vaccine for the pharmaceutical industry that they're going to administer to everyone. And there may be something to that, because every time there's a new threat, new virus illness, yet another vaccine gets developed, and that could ultimately be profitable.
Right. Well, look at the board of directors of Monsanto and related companies, and look at board of directors on some of the drug companies, and you come up with a duh. What do you think of the passing of Judge Scalia and the fact that there was no autopsy? Isn't that unusual for somebody?
Yeah. It really strikes me because, you know, very quickly they said, well, he died of natural causes. I mean, he went in his room and he lay down and he was dead. Okay, that is a plausible scenario. We haven't yet heard from his doctor. I wonder, they said he had multiple medical problems, so it made it more
plausible. And he'd been to the doctor a couple of times a week before.
Whatever. And so he had issues. He had medical issues. Didn't look like particularly healthy individual.
No, he was
overweight.
Yeah.
But look, I think it's bad for him because let's say a senator or a president or a vice president would die under similar circumstances. They would say, I'm sorry, but we really have to investigate this.
Right,
we need to look into this because it's a big deal. It's not just an ordinary schmo. You know, this is a guy who really holds the fate of the United States in his hands, so to speak, because of judicial decisions.
Yeah, right. So you think there should have been an autopsy? I do, too.
Yeah.
Interesting to see where all this goes.
Investigation, yeah.
Right. All right. drhoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You heard about it here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 after.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are very happy to have Warren Eckstein from
Giddy
the Pet
almost.
Show. Yes, right. I want to go through some of the links that we've been sharing here. I want to put more of them on my Facebook page. People to look out for. People who are taking animals and abusing them. We'll get to that. Plus, Warren has a story that he's posted in the Better Living box, actually, at DougSteffen.com. The story of a shelter that offers sanctuary to abused pets from the Pet Show's Facebook page. Social media important to our mission here on Good Day. So Warren joins me in a moment.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only.
And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
56 past the hour, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. So more and more I'm posting and my friends are posting on their Facebook page stories of people who are appearing as one, but then in fact doing another. When it comes to, there's a picture that we have of a woman who has been, she's on Facebook. Her name is Lexi Williams. She offers to adopt her foster dogs and then uses them for fighting. So I wonder if these do any good. I'm happy to have people, as many people as possible. I got thousands of people that follow me on Facebook, and you do too, tens of thousands, who would look at this picture and say, all right, maybe I've seen this way. If we get one person to find and stop an incident like this, it's worth all the exposure, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things that people don't realize how it takes place. For example, let's take Craigslist, for example. Mm-hmm. If you go to Craigslist under pets, you'll see all these dogs and cats for adoption. And a good majority of them are going to wind up in puppy mills for breeding purposes or, as you said, for dog fighting purposes or other inhumane purposes. So anytime, you know, if it looks like abuse, if it smells like abuse, it's a duck and you need to report it and do something about it.
Another post here about a judge named Durden in Polk County, Florida, who put away a convicted dog fighter for 20 years. And you look at the dog and you just, you can't imagine. People say, well, folks that murder other human beings don't get 20 years. Why? They're both the same as far as I'm concerned. So you've posted also the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com, this shelter that's offering sanctuary to abused dogs. You post these things frequently. What kind of response do you get from listeners, really, about these?
It's amazing, the response I got just a couple of weeks ago, Doug. I took a dog that was really, really abused. The dog was blind, the dog was deaf, and the dog had three legs. It sounds like a joke, but I don't mean it. It's a serious situation. It was kind of an old English sheepdog mix. It was at a shelter ready to be put to sleep. And I said, the dog may only have 6 months or a year left to live, but let it die with a smile on his face. I posted it on my Facebook page. I talked about it on the radio show, and God bless my audience. One of my listeners adopted the dog knowing the dog may only have 6 months or a year to live, but said to me, Warren, at least the dog will know it was loved before it crosses the Rainbow Bridge. So it does make a major difference. The post that you put on, I put on, and other people in the media that put on about animals being abused makes all the difference in the world.
What do you make of the winner of the Westminster Dog Show, this German short-haired pointer? Or any of them.
Having spent a lot of years in Germany working with the pointers, an incredible breed of dogs, although I'm not a big fan of Westminster. I used to commentate from there every single year with Roger Karras and some other people. But the bottom line was this. If you take a look at that German Shepherd, it's a beautiful, beautiful dog, but it's not the type of German Shepherd that was bred to herd sheep. You can look at the back legs, so it was more bred for looks than purpose.
59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.